I have desired through the generations, forever since He came, the one you call Lord and Savior. I have desired through generation after generation to pour out my Spirit and to show the earth that the works that He did, they could do also. To show my church that the works that He did, they can do also. From generation to generation, I've come and found at times those who would venture far enough into my Spirit to pull out such things that would resemble what He left on this planet. Once again, I'm stirring people, and I'm stirring people groups and congregations around the world to separate themselves from the status quo, from the status quo of what has been called the church, and come into a place where the church resembles what I left here, saith the Spirit of grace. So that when I return, there will be an exact replica of that which I left. But that which I left had grown up into a perfect bride, without spot, without blemish, and had the works of Christ and the power of my Spirit flowing through it, saith the Spirit of grace. So seek after, run after the message of change. Run after the message of change, saith the Spirit of grace. Find ways in your life to pour yourself out into me, and then I'll pour myself out into you. And change will take place, for it is through the change that I progressively take you to the next place where you truly can be used. Much of my church is being used at one level, but still do not represent the image that I left. Baharesei, domaharetiato, freste lefoto, dehichikiti. How many of you would think it so precious to offer unto your neighbor, newfound friend or stranger, the ironclad guarantee of deliverance, of healing and miracle in their life? I left a certainty. Yet, have you come to that place? I'm pleased with the confidence by which you presently confess, but I say there will be a transition. You'll step from one room into another room, and the confidence that you'll dwell in the place that I'm bringing you to, you'll hardly remember when your mind vacillated, will I or will I not do these things? You will come to a place of constant and continual confidence. You will continually know that the words that you speak and the hands that you lay upon others will bring forth absolute, saith the Spirit of grace.